I stopped just behind the crest of the low dune that skirted the ban. I climbed onto the roof with my binoculars to have a look. The ban stretched away for about a kilometer, I had quite a good view of it from here. It was quite liberating to gaze out over so much space after 3 days of breaking through the Kalahari scrubland. There I had, my views were restricted to a few meters mostly, and then sometimes a bit further, 50 or so, and here and there, even further, 200 meters or further, where it opened into that beautiful grassland savanna that I found in that area. The ban seemed completely lifeless, and I couldn't see any visible water, but there were some dark patches towards the center. There might be some water there among those the scrubbery. But I had picked up quite a bit of sign of game in the bare spots as I was driving up, and I decided it was worth just sitting a bit to see if animals would come. It was midday and it was hot. It was the drinking hour for animals. If they were around, they would probably come now. The wind was in my favor. I was quite well camouflaged behind the crest and a little bit of vegetation, and I was comfortable sitting on the cab roof with my feet on the bonnet, especially after I'd made myself a cup of tea. I even had a little bit of shade from the overhanging branch of a camel thorn. I had marked the span after many hours of poring over Google Earth and some other bands too. Now, there could be water, of course, anywhere in this trackless bush, but I thought that the bands provided the best chance. I should start with them. Because where there was water, there was likely to be ungulates, and where there were ungulates, there were likely to be predators, and that made it all quite interesting. Now, there were no roads or tracks leading to the bands that I had marked. I would simply have to break through the bush to get to them. This was unknown territory to me, or possibly to any living person. As it turned out, it took me 3 days of bush driving to get to this first one. I didn't quite know how long I would spend here. It would depend on the situation, how interesting it was. I might be tempted to stay much longer than what I had sort of roughly thought, but there were no obligations. About 30 minutes ticked by before I saw something move on the crest of the dune to my right, some 500 meters away. It was a small herd of zebra that came over the rise. They stopped as they came into full view of the ban, and they stood staring over it for several minutes before they continued. Even then, they stopped every now and then to check. And they were not admiring the view at all. They were nervous. It told me there were predators around. It would be lion or wild dogs, which was the only predators that they would be so wary of. I also was now quite sure that there had to be water, because zebras have to drink quite regularly, every second day or so, and lions also need regular drinks. At the edge of the band, the zebra stopped and started cropping at some tufts of grass that still showed a bit of green. But they were sort of, as if they were killing time, they were cherry picking from a dish they didn't really want. Occasionally, one or two would jerk up their heads to scan their surroundings. Eventually, they did wander off to the dark clump of vegetation and had a drink. And then they doodled back closer to the edge, and there they stood in a group, dreaming, flicking their trails, stomping a hoof now and then to rid themselves of flies. A lone jackal came trotting by, but they hardly paid it any attention. Over on the far end, I could see a blue wildebeest bull come out onto the pan. I could hardly see him because of the mirage, but he stopped, and he seemed to be just satisfied to spend time in the open where he could spot predators from a distance. By now, my comfortable seat had become rather uncomfortable. My bum was numb. My back was begging for a rest to lean back against. I tried sitting on the bonnet with my back against the windscreen, but that didn't really work, especially not for my bum. I didn't want to disturb the animals on the pan, but the sun was setting and it was time for me to find a place to camp. And the opposite shore of the opposite edge of the pan, through my binoculars, looked like it might have some large trees with wide canopies where I'd be able to make a camp and stay dry from the dew overnight. Then I also wanted to see what kind of tracks I could find on the edge of the pan before the light got too weak. So it was time to move. I was quite surprised that the zebras didn't break and run away when I drove down the slope. Even when I got close, they still seemed quite relaxed and they stood staring at me intently with pricked ears. But there was one youngster, he was about 2 years old. He was uninterested. He stood with his back towards me with his head hanging. And I'd noticed him lag behind the herd when they moved onto the pan. He was half stumbling and his ears were flopping. He was either hurt or perhaps by a predator or a kick from a stallion, or he was simply not feeling well. Anyway, he was lion or dog or wild dog food. The zebras were either quite used to vehicles or they were fascinated by this strange mechanical contraption that came their way. I didn't think they could be used to vehicles. This was unlikely because it was 100 kilometers or so to the closest point where they could have seen a vehicle. But it was not impossible. It was only when I stopped and got out to examine the tracks around the pan's edge that they galloped away. But not very far, they stopped and then they turned around to look at me. It was a wonderful experience, just a pity I had to disturb them. I went ahead to scan the edge of the pan some 100 meters either side of the vehicle, and I was very happy to see that beside the zebra and the wildebeest, there were fairly fresh tracks of gemsbok and hartebeest and eland, some elephant, a hyena. And as I walked back, I picked up some jackal and honey badger. There weren't any lion or leopard, but I was pretty sure they were here. I was, of course, delighted. This was an area that clearly supported quite a healthy game population. And this was very interesting. I would definitely be spending time here. But for now, I had to find a spot where I could make a camp. And it had to be one that would keep me for a few days.